preached that he was hiding behind the stuff. The Bible say that. When they went to get him to be the king, that when the prophet came, they found him, he was hiding behind the stuff. As I find out through his life, he always hiding behind the stuff. And so I want to go to, I want to just kind of bring us up. Okay, Saul, before we get to where I want to go to, I think I want to start reading in the 14th chapter. Hallelujah. In the 14th chapter of 1 Samuel, they was out fighting the Philistines. And Saul, he made a decree and said that, the people were tired. They had been fighting and they tired and the day had fallen and they fighting and they tired and they tired. Instead of him having enough understanding that they got to eat something, he told them that the man who eat anything before the sun is down, they'll be dead. I don't care if it's my son. He didn't know what he was saying. Okay, so they went out and Jonathan didn't hear him say that. So Jonathan had went over to the Philistines and was coming back and he had dipped his rod in some honey. And he was really, and so the Bible say, somebody said, oh, you shouldn't do that. Your daddy made a rule that whoever dipped in anything, they'll be killed. Even you, they were just really upset about, what he had said. So, praise the Lord. So when they came back, what had happened though, that I think that Jonathan and his armor bearer had already went up there and cleaned them out. And the Lord had just did his thing. He had, listen to this. I want to get this in. Jonathan was a young man, like you all. He's young. And all the people up there, in the army, he decided to go up to see what the enemy was going to do. So he told his army, bro, he said, if they tell us to come up, then we're going to know, to go up there and whoop them, and God going to be on our side. And so when he got up there, the armor bearer said, come on up here, and we're going to do so-and-so and so-and-so. Now, just two of them now. So the armor bearer and him went up and cleaned them out there. And somehow or another, they got confused. They thinking, I don't know what confused them. God confused them. Let me say that. And they started killing up one another, burning up stuff. And the Israel down on the ground, looking up where they're supposed to be up fighting the people. And everything's being cleaned out. And they're wondering, what is going on? What is going on? They done fought, but the Lord intervened for them, just like he's going to intervene for us. And it's nothing we're going to be in that God is not going to intervene. That's what he's telling me. He's going to intervene for us. Don't ever think the battle is what he's not going to be there. And so when they came back down, they was going to tell, Saul what had happened. And so the man said, Saul, the people said, Saul, something happened. These people running. He said, what? Yeah, they running and da da da. So Saul said, I'm thinking he's supposed to go. He brings out the ark out. Let's pray. God didn't answer him that day. He said something wrong. All right. They would give lots. I don't know what that's about, but they would give lots to see who's what. So they gave the lot and the people was excused. He said, me and my son, finally Jonathan came back in to tell him. He's going to tell him, I guess, what had happened. Finally, they brought Jonathan in. He said, put me and my son up here. And the lot fell on Jonathan. Now, Jonathan then went out there and started, that's good. You don't think the people, when you go out, God using you young folks to go and stir up stuff, the people ain't going to understand. They're going to think it's got to come through them. Watch out. They're going to think it's trying to come through them. If it ain't come through them, I don't care how big it is. You was talking about going out there, brother. You were saying about this lady that went over. Hallelujah. And God stirred up a hotness. So you think the church is over here giving her praise? No. She didn't come from them. She didn't come from that, But, thank you, Jesus. But God got a people, hallelujah, even when it didn't think he have no people. Even when Elijah was running, y'all pray for me now. Even when Elijah was running, he said, I got 5,000 who ain't bowed the bell. God has got a people out of this. God got a people. They may not be, but God has got a people that's crying out to him. And so he said, the lot fell on Jonathan. He said, Jonathan, what did you do? He said, well, I came through the woods and I. He said, I ate a little honey and Jonathan, you're going to die. Just as sure. And the people said, oh, no, you can't kill Jonathan. He's the one that wrought this for us. He's the one who started this. He's the one who got God to move. Hallelujah. Praise. Oh, watch out now. He's the one that got God. Y'all ain't seeing this. He's the one that got God to move. Listen, Al, you get up here and you do your thing and you keep seeking God and you keep seeking God, honey. Praise the Lord. And you get the church stirred up. You know, they ain't come from so-and-so, so-and-so. You know, people say they want revival, but they got how they want it. They got how they want. They got it all down how they want God to do it. Now, you do this and ABC and you do this. And if God move any other kind of way, it ain't none of God. Praise the Lord. And so here we go. I want to go. I'm going to kind of set this tone. Okay, so then now they fighting. They got to fight the Philistines. Praise the Lord. They got to fight them. Praise the Lord. So God sent Samuel to Saul, who's the king of what? Israel. He sent him. He said, now, Saul, you want to read that where it started, where he talked to Saul? I think this is the 15th chapter. Okay, start the first verse. Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint you to be king over his people. Hallelujah. Over Israel. Now, therefore, hearken, hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. What did he say? Read it. Unto the voice of the words of the Lord, read it. Hearken unto the voice, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember when that which Elimelech did to Israel, how he laid, I can't hardly read this, how he laid in the way, when he came up from Egypt, now go and smite Amalek. And do what now? And utterly destroy all that they have. And spare them not. But slay both men, women, infants, and suckling. Ox, camels. Yes, Lord. And Saul gathered the people together. I'm trying to worry about it. I'm just here trying to figure this man out. And numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen, good Lord, and 10,000 men of Judah. Read. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you shewed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. He did do that. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou go against Sir, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites. What did God say? What did he say? He said, restore all babies, cats, dogs. I mean, clean it up. Don't ask me about that now. He took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people, this says that nine the people, spared Agag and the best of the sheep, read, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy, but everything that was vile and refuse. That was destroyed utterly. What they thought they should destroy. But what did God say? I said, what did God say? See, we think that, you know, God tell us what to do, but, we do some of it. But there's this other little part over here. Watch it. That is what God told me now. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, now look what God said. He didn't say the people made him do nothing, because he made Saul the king of Israel. Watch what God says. It repenteth me that I set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night because there was not going to be a king. You know, he cried because, you know, Samuel loved Saul. He the one who anointed him to be king. But the Bible didn't say, he didn't say, it repented me that I have set up Saul because he listened to the people. It did not say that. He said he never gave Saul that out. It was the people. It's never somebody else's business or somebody else's what you get into. No, you can't say, well, I'm like this because I was born like this. My daddy was like this. My uncle was. No. This is a personal thing. When you born again and God called you out, he called you, he going to make you. I said, he going to do it for you. He's not worried about what your brother did and your mama did and your father did. I said, Lord, this is the truth. And I noticed, and I read closely, because God didn't say that people did nothing. Hello. No, sir. Read now. Come on, we're going to get through this here. Go ahead. Repented me. Yes. And he didn't perform what I told him. And it grieved Samuel. And he cried unto the Lord all night. He loved this man. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place and is gone about and passed on and gone down to Gilgal, which I don't think he was supposed to do. He was supposed to meet Samuel. He done went down to Gilgal. Now he going to be the prophet. Uh-oh, that reminds me of somebody else I'm thinking about. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou the Lord. I have performed the commandments of the Lord. I've done it. And Samuel said, so what meaneth this, the bleeding of these sheep in my ear? And the lowing of the oxen which I hear. And Saul said, they brought them from they. He the king now. But they. Read it. Go ahead, read something for me. They have brought them from the Amalekites. For the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God. And the rest we utterly destroyed. All this stuff that was no good that we thought was no good. You know, now Lord, you're looking from heaven, but see, you don't see good because we down here on earth. We know what we supposed to see. This stuff was too good to destroy. And you ain't going to just tell me that the people say, all right, no. Saul has something to do with that. Yeah, he has something to do with it. He will say, well, we shouldn't destroy. Yeah, that's right. And then all the people get in. I don't believe now that the people made him do nothing. Come on now. And then Samuel said unto Saul, go ahead, stay. I'm going to tell you what the Lord has said to me this night. Say on. When thou was little, he said, when you was little in your own sight, was you not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And didn't the Lord anoint you king over Israel? Now, since you the king, the Lord sent you on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Now, didn't he tell you to do that? You was made the king. And he gave you something to do. He gave you a mandate. Whatever he's telling us to do, we got to go and do what God say do. He tell us to go out and do, then that's what we got to do. Or we going to be like Samuel or Saul. We don't be like, well, Lord, you know, so. Yeah, but that ain't what I told you to do. I told Judah doesn't do such and such a thing. So what did the Lord told us to do? And the one that's listening, what he told you to do, we got to do now what God say do. We got to follow what the words of the Lord. And have our minds one eye. a single eye? Have our minds glued on our destiny and what he wants us to do? Right now, we can't let nobody hinder us from our destiny. We can't have nobody's word because people get you off. You got to have a single mind because they'll get you off. They really will. You know, but you got to have your mind. I'm going here. I'm going to reach that. That's what I'm going to reach right there. If you get your mind, what's your mind on the worst? What do you want more? Saul didn't want to please God because if he had a, he knew what God said. God gave him something to do. Well, you know, because he had pooped everybody, all them other five tribes all coming down there. Praise the Lord. Now, I guess he think he good as God now. God don't know what he's doing. Oh, come on now. We ain't going to just be the, you know, what, well, the sheep ain't done to him. You know, we'll kill up this other stuff, but we'll keep this. No, he want to keep it for himself. Yes, you know what I'm saying? But I say, Lord, we got to keep, listen, if we keep our eyes glued to the prize, we're going to be fine. But if we let any word there, coming from there, round, you listen to anything else, you're going to get off. You know, I think about, the people that's in the athletics. They amaze me, especially these women that can go and turn 20 flips across the floor. I said, woo wee. I'm sorry, but I do. I watched people on the balancing beam. I said, look at that. And they flip over, and I said, woo, look at that. And I watch them when they swing and they jump up and catch. I said, woo, look at that. Lord, look what Meg. And I watched the girl. She got up, twisted up in the way. I said, Lord, have mercy. She twists up in the air, and I can't pray an hour. Come on. Come on. We can. They twist up in the, you know, because what? I'm going to win. Wait a minute. You don't see the preparation, hallelujah, that they do in the background. And God began to tell me, said, yeah, you know, but to do this flipping in the air and all this, it took preparation. They was up 5 o'clock running. Whatever, they at the gym pulling. I saw this. God say, you got to get up and do preparation. You want to take a flip? You want to go over in Israel? You want to win? This woman did some preparation back there. He just, all right, you just get up. No, she sought the Lord. And then he said, get up and go to Israel. Then she did something. This man that was blind, he was a Muslim. And he said to her, Mohammed can heal my eyes. She said, well, now Mohammed heal your eyes and I believe Mohammed. So you pray to Mohammed, I'm going to pray to Jesus. And I don't know what happened to her. She said, but when she asked Jesus to put his hands on this man's ass, he showed up because he ain't going to be. Watch out. He bad, honey. And so the next couple of days, you know, he came back, like you said, and told her. And he was, oh, this Jesus. He won't let us down, Al. Al, he won't let us down, Brittany. We get out of this, what he tell us to do. Lay this thing out. Say, Lord, you show us where to go. We're going into this place right here. We're going to clean up everything. We're going to glean like roof glean everything that belonged to Revival Center. Going to be here, Revival Center. You show us what to do. Don't tell me he won't show up. This is where you see it at. You'll see things that you never seen. Honestly, you will see miracles. Amen. If it take that, you know, God is something else. Woo! I just really want to thank him. You know, I told the Lord, I said, I refuse to be feeling bad about anything. I say, because, see, I know you, God. And I know I can't blame you for nothing. So I'm coming back to me. I'm not blaming you for nothing. Now you show me. You show me what to do. You show me where to go. You show me what to say. Then I can say something. But I ain't going to blame him. Amen. So whatever happened now? All right. Come on. We are still in 15? Why didn't you obey him? Yeah, okay. Why did you not obey God? Notice now, Samuel didn't say, why did you listen to the people? Read it down here. Don't say that. He said, wherefore then did you don't obey the voice of the Lord? But did fly up on, you did it. Fly up on the spoil and what else? And evil in the sight of the Lord, because when you disobey God, it's evil. I'm gonna read you something that's gonna make you quiver. Go ahead. Saul said unto Samuel, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. The Amalekite. Yeah, I did all that. He said, I went and I've gone the way which the Lord sent me, and I brought Agag. He didn't tell him to save Agag. He told him to kill everything. Agag supposed to have been dead. He wasn't supposed to be coming back. Now, how you think God going to, and then somebody said something up in here further. He said, God is not a man that he should repent. He tell you something he know what he's saying. He's not going to have to repent. Now, God that lies, I repent. He going to say, well, okay, I told him to go, but he brought Agag back. So, you know, come on. No. God expects us to do what he say. And Saul said unto Samuel, I've obeyed him. Listen here. Now, here he go. He going back to that garden thing. But the people, come on. You're the king. You are the king, Saul. What you mean, the people? That nobody here can stop us, children of God. Ain't nobody in this church can stop me from doing nothing. What about you? If I want to go on with God, it's me. You want to go on with God, it's you. You want to go on, it's you. But the people. But the people. But the people took up the spoil, the sheep and the oxen. He should have told them not to do it. And the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, they brought them to sacrifice to the Lord. Uh-oh. Listen. Here's something I want to say. God don't take nothing out the world and shine it up to try to please them. Don't go take nothing out this world and shine it up and think God going to accept it. He's just simply not going to accept it. Because what he say don't do, he mean don't do. And I looked at it, I said, Lord, have mercy. They've been doing that for years. I said, Lord, ain't nothing changed. Hallelujah. But listen. And Samuel said, has the Lord a great delight in burnt offerings? Otherwise, you see, you brought it to sacrifice. He said, listen, I'd rather have you obey me than you to burn a calf. I'd rather for you to obey me to do something, to go out and do something else. Name something in this day you think you can do. He said, in burnt offerings and sacrifices, in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. To obey God is better than sacrifice. To obey him. Amen. Children of God, God is interested in souls. He's interested in souls. And I remember, keep that there, yeah, because we'll read. I remember I had my little old car. Brother used to laugh because I wore a bun and I had this blue dress I wore all the time. He said, I saw Sister Daisy with that boob, that bun, and he was going and she was riding down, you know. He would make fun of me. But it was a lady that right down in. She was sitting on the porch and she had her head down. And the voice of the Lord said, I'm selling for this Lord. Go and pray for her. And I was going to town. And I used to do what God tell me. I was young. I passed on by. Then I thought, a couple of days, I'm going to go back and pray for that lady. Too late. She was dead. It bothers me now. She was dead. So you go and you fast 7 days, but he said, pray for this woman. That means more to him to obey him than for me trying to do something else over here. I ain't done that no more, by the way. You know, even if I have to try the spirit, I'm going to go anyway. And he may not have said it. But he told me, I know that he said, go and pray for this woman. And the woman died. Because I told Dad, I said, you know what? Lord told me to go have prayer with her. But he said, she died. She died yesterday or today or something like that. I felt by like, well, y'all know how I feel. You know how you feel. Amen. He said to obey God. And Bell, this is where I got this from. I said, Lord, help me to obey the voice of your words. Because it's better for me to obey you than to fast 7 days or do something else or something. You know what I'm saying? The things I think you supposed to, that you would love. You know, not that you think they got to fast now. But I'm saying it's better for me to obey you and do what you tell me to do. If they call Miss So-and-so and encourage her. He'd rather for me to do that than to say, well, you know, I got to fast tomorrow. Come on. That's a sacrifice. He'd rather for me to obey his voice. He'd rather for you to obey him than to do the things you think gonna make him happy. Get anything out of this? I did. And Samuel said, has the Lord a great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? That's what he wants us to do. Behold, to obey, listen to this, is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. He said, for rebellion, I read this scripture years ago, and but rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. To rebel against the word of God is like witchcraft. People will stand before God with all kind of things they didn't even know that was there. He said, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. That's rough there, ain't it? Ooh-wee. I read this. In fact, I try to remember where that was found. 15:23, 1 Samuel. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. To not do what God say do. Oh, dear God. Oh, dear God. So, I don't know what you've been doing the last week. We've been seeking God, you know, the last month. I said, Lord, I've been asking. I said, Lord, start when I was born and wipe my sins. From the time I came into the world, they say, Celeste is born. What I did at 1, 2, 3 that I don't, you know, every sin. Help me to keep your voice and do what you say. Help me, Lord, to know what you say. I can't go back. You can't go back. But you can go forward. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. You got to stay focused. You have to stay focused, because things you do back there will hold you down. Cut them off. Cut off that stuff. And say, Lord, I'm going forward. You help me. From this day forward, you help me. So live it day by day. Die daily, every day. Live it. What can I do today? What are you telling me to do today, Lord? Amen. What you saying do? What you say do? He said, get up, and if it's weather, you go to church. Go out there and preach. All right. Honey, you going to take me? Yeah, I'll take you. I don't want you to be the only one sitting out there. I said, no, there'll be some couple more people there. Amen. He said, then I'll do what I say. So that's why I know God going to do something. I was talking to Derek. He gave me an idea, and Derek, he going to put it together for me. I said, Derek, it's time to reach out now. So Derek will help me with that. But I told God, with what I got left, I ain't young as you, or you, or you. But what I got left, it's all God's. Everything. Every hair, everything. I want to serve the Lord. Don't you? And be what he want me to be. Amen. And so what else to say, Al, after that? I've sinned. I have transgressed the commandments of the Lord. You don't think he knew that before then? I think that, you know, God is so good. Come on. Come on, children. He's so good. I say he's so good. If you thought he was somebody that would sit up there and you did something, you know, you'd be scared. You were scared not to do something. You understand what I'm saying? If you thought that every time you did something wrong or something this kind of out of God, he would go up there, wham! And you're going to get it, wham! Then you would do right. But you know he's good. Come on now. You don't say this in your heart, but in you, God is a good God. He has not judged us according to our iniquities. Neither has he has not. He's good. So he wants you to love him, to say, God, I know what you can do. I know who you are. I'm going to do this because I love you. You know, I'm going to do this because I love you. You know, I'm going to church because I love you. You know, I'm going to try to do what I know to do because I love you. And don't tell me your knees won't heal. Don't tell me God won't do for you. Don't tell me that he won't do. You miss it sometimes. It don't take no whole church for God to move. You could get in your car and go back. He said, well, I'm going to give it to you now. Bam. Hallelujah. I'm going to give it to you. I'm telling you, God will do what he say. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I told God, I remember when I fell. Broke the something back on my back. I didn't go to no doctor. I don't know what I did. I knew I couldn't sit down. Right on the tailbone of my back. I could not sit down. I couldn't do nothing. And I just walked around. Praise the Lord. But God sent a man with a word of knowledge. On the TV, God will send a bird out of China to give you what you need if you serve him and do what he say. And I told y'all this 50 times. I'm telling you the 51 times. I was under the step and I was cleaning up. And this man spoke a word of knowledge. He said, there's a woman. You got a rag on your head and you under your step cleaning. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about my Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, you hurt your back. I said, I don't know what they said after the end because I was gone. I'd sanctify that basement. Oh, yes. For God to care for me that much. I ain't wrote nobody and told him my back was hurt. I ain't wrote nobody. But you don't have to because God sees us. That's why I wait here. He told me something to do. He said, you start. Yesterday I started. He said, do this in 7 days. I'm going to move for you. So I don't want to forget it. I don't want to forget. Because when I hurt my back, y'all remember when I had that in my back, that sciatic nerve, he told me, I'm going to raise you up in 7 days. And I mean, I couldn't walk. Daddy was taking care of me like a baby. But on that seventh day, the Lord came to me. Devil said, I said, uh-oh, he said himself, I got up out of that bed. And when I got up, I said, oh, Lord, look at here. Well, you got to put it, if he said, he'll do it. He's going to do what he say. He's a God that'll keep his word. I don't care where you're at. He's going to do it. God tell you, hallelujah. Brother Bridget, I tell you, say, oh, go off of sugar for 21 days and I'll heal your knees. Now, he ain't going to tell you now to go take a lamb. He didn't tell you now to do something else. He tell you something to do. He's just as sure as his word. On that 21st day, you can get up and get ready. Get out and try your knees because he going to, God. And, you know, it ain't always people laying his hand. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It ain't always people laying their hands on you. It's obedience to his word. Whatever he tell you to do. Good Lord. So I told the Lord, I said, God, now look, I'm going to do what you said. I felt that you said it because I was in prayer when you said it. I'm going to try the spirit on this. I said, but I want you to know, you got the praise. I don't care if he tell me to do drink water. I said, it ain't the water, it's you. You the one that done it. You the one going to do it. I want you to know that now. Hallelujah. I'm not expecting man to do it. It's you. Thank you, Jesus. I hope I'm preaching all right. I'm feeling good. I'm telling you. So he said, praise the Lord. He said that. He said, so therefore, Saul said, I sinned. Now he know that wasn't right in the beginning. You know, why do we? I'll let that alone. And turn again with me that I may worship the Lord. Don't let the people know you've turned away. Turn again with me. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with you. For you have rejected the word of the Lord. And the Lord has rejected thee from being king over Israel. So as Samuel walked off to go away, Saul grabbed his mantle and tore it. And Samuel said unto him, the Lord has rent the kingdom from you. Just like you told my mantle. The Lord has torn from you this day, and has given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than you. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent. For he is not a man that he should repent. He told you what to do, and you ain't so cute, he gonna say, okay, that's okay, you know, that's all right. Am I making sense, children? When God say, when it come from God, children of God, when it come, God say, whatever he say to do. Mary knew that. She said, whatever he say to do, do it. Al, I've been tussling with lay aside every weight. And I had some in my mind I was going to demonstrate it. I was tussling with that. Well, I preached that, Lord. That's good. This out there, wait. I preach that. And when I get up, he said, keep your eyes on what I've told you to do. Don't worry about why this ain't done and that ain't done. He said, keep your eyes on what I told you to do. Get focused. Get focused on what you're supposed to do. Do it with all your heart. I'll do what I say. Every word that he said in this church is going to come to pass. Because pastor's going to keep her eyes. You know, these people keep you from here and there. You know, you got to keep your eyes on the prize. Amen. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I hope I'm encouraging you. I hope we're stirred up. It ain't never took a lot of people. God ain't never had to have a lot of people. And God believed in numbers too. Because you see how many people went down there and fought in Belshazzar was 200. I mean, I said, woo. And how many foot me, and it was thousands. But God don't need nobody. Because there have been times, but when he went up there with Joshua and his, with Jonathan and his armor bearer, it wasn't but two of them. And I said, it was two of them. And they whooped folks and got stuff stirred up there, read it. And then people was fighting each other. God know how to do things. He know how to bring you out. He know how to take you in. I said, our God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. Then I thought about it. I said, Lord, we come to church. It's just two or three of us. Praise the Lord. But I see a day. You're going to come in here. Nobody will have to say, sing a song. You're going to come in here with a song. Ain't nobody going to have to say a testimony. You're going to come in here, a testimony yourself. Praise, that's coming today. You're going to be glad to get to the house of the Lord. And ain't nobody going to have to pull you, pray you, tap you, praise you. You're going to get up and it's going to be down in your soul. Have to sit you down. Oh boy, his sister. And everybody going to praise the Lord. I mean, everybody going to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Help us, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Stir us up. Get us to that place. Amen. And the Lord said, amen. Amen. But you know what happened to Saul? Something happened to another brother. He dead. He died yesterday or today. Big preacher. Nobody heard it. You don't keep doing stuff. You know, people think because God's so good, you can just do what you want to do. But you can't do what you want to do. And you shouldn't want to do what you want to do. You know right. You know sin from, you know, everybody in here, you know what's sin. And when he say thou sin, you know that. You already know that. Amen. You see what happens? You don't keep sinning. God going to bring you down. And I can say some more things. Praise the Lord. Let's stand. I hope I've helped you, son. I hope this helped you. I have delivered my soul. I deliver my soul. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, I've delivered my soul. And I just want to thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I done made up my mind. If I can't do it, I go out there. Get me a corner. Whoa. Glory to God. But I do know there's a world waiting. Now, we said the fourth Sunday is going to be our highway and hedge ministry. On the fourth Sunday. That's next week. When they are going to preach us, he going to preach us up and we're going to be going. So we're going to pray this week. We don't want to just go anywhere. You got something, sister? Huh? Oh, the 29th? All right. We're going to do the last. We're going to go out. We're going to go where God's going to send us. It's supposed to what? Praise the Lord. Yeah, the third Sunday. Yeah, this is the third Sunday. It's the fourth Sunday. Yeah, okay. The fourth Sunday, we're going to go out. Now, would you want to do something else with, let's say, like on Agatha Preach, we go off on the fifth Sunday, but once a month. This is the prop. I want to be out once a month. Start once a month going out. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, y'all want to go out the fifth Sunday? You're going out, though. The bus is going. You don't have to be on if you don't want to. But we going out. We getting out of here. Amen. And going. That's up to God. But very prayerfully. Now that's what we want to pray for. We don't just go out there. We want to pray for God to lead and guide us. And where to go. So let's try the fifth Sunday. Al'll be preaching next Sunday. And he, I don't want him hurried. No, I don't want you to be, no, I want you to have free freedom. You're going to preach on the fourth Sunday. Okay. We said the last Sunday. And still we're going to get into one of your Sundays, though. If you got, you're going to take the fourth Sunday all the time. But we'll discuss that. All I want to be out here once a month. It's going to be on somebody's Sunday. We go on a Sunday. We got to go out once a month on the Sunday. Unless y'all decide to say, I can't go Saturday. I got the shop Saturday. And he wants to go, so we can't go. Yeah, that's what we thought about it first. God, I want to thank you. It don't take a lot of people. I've always known that. It don't take a lot, Lord. It just takes people that's obedient and love you. And I believe that this church loves you. I do. I believe that everybody in here loves you, Lord. We may not know how to do stuff, but we want you to teach us. But I believe as we go, we're going to have a testimony. Because there's people out there that really, really need you. And God, we are asking you to lead and guide us by your Spirit. Praise the Lord. We want to touch every place out here that you send us. We're going to pray into these places. And we want to touch them with prayer. And then we're going to go and we're going to see what you're going to do. So get ready, church. Get ready. I thank you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you, my children, and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace in Jesus' name. God bless all of you.